From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. The Social Security Administration agreed to fully recognize a Fort Myers woman's gay marriage, and it has given her thousands of dollars in back pay for the spousal benefits Florida delayed. WGCU's Amy Tardiff has more.
Arlene Goldberg was one of the plaintiffs in the 2014 lawsuit brought by the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida, challenging the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Her late wife, Carol Goldwasser, passed away 2 years ago. They had been married in New York in 2011, after being together for 47 years. Because Florida did not recognize their marriage, Goldberg could not get Goldwasser's Social Security survivor's benefits. The ACLU came to Goldberg's aid again. She says suddenly last week her checking account got a lot bigger when a large deposit appeared.
I was ecstatic. I feel different. I feel like Carol left me something for life. And I got back pay. Because I was using my savings to live day to day, and I didn't have to do that anymore.
Goldberg says she knows at least five other same-sex couples who were married outside of Florida, but were recognized in Florida as married, where one partner has passed away, and the widowed partner is not yet able to receive spousal benefits. She suggests those people call the Social Security Administration and tell them a precedent has been set. A U.S. district judge struck down Florida's gay marriage ban, taking effect in January of 2015. A request for final judgment in the case is still pending. Amy Tardiff, WGCU News.